another commentary regarding the Locust Youth Wrestling tournaments, yeah. which were started back in the 80s, like?
No.
Earlier than that?
I think I was in high school yet, or college, somewhere in there. Coach Kilberg started it, and it was one of the first ones around.
Okay.
And they had so many kids, it went way into the night.
Oh, yeah.
And every year, I fine-tuned it, and it got better.
Yeah.
You know, it became organized chaos, maybe.
It was pretty much that, yeah.
And especially when it was in the old gym, you had to mark it off and try to keep the crazy... the parents out of control and they controlled and it really helped to spark wrestling in the entire area. Now just about every high school, I think West Dubuque was one of the first ones.
Probably was, yeah.
And now today it's in the both gyms. We've got to have it in both gyms, and hundreds of people will be there, and it's,
you know, a memory of little kids, you know, young, real little kids coming out and then wrestling, and then the tears in the hallway with my parents clustered around the kids. And
yeah. And originally, every sport was involved with that. Every sport worked at it.
Okay, oh yeah, yep.
Because it was probably one of the big fundraisers for the Booster Club.
For sure.
Or for whoever the money went,
yep.
I'm sure.
It was Booster Club.
It wasn't just wrestling, it was shared by everybody.
Exactly.
And now today, you know... basketball has their own youth tournament, wrestling has their own youth, track even has their own. So that's how things have evolved, but...
Maybe not for the better in some cases, but those tournaments back then were a big occasion for a lot of reasons, not just money, but to get together with a lot of people and have a good experience at the high school.
Yeah. Well, another thing I remember is the awards banquets.
Okay.
And they'd be after the season.
Yep.
And we'd put them in the gym, them big, heavy banquet tables.
Yeah.
And every sport would get up, and every coach would speak, freshmen on up, and they became pretty drawn out. But back then, the attention span of people was much better because there was no... phones or anything. But what I remember about that was we'd have a guest speaker usually.
Yep.
And whoever was emceeing at the time would say, okay, everybody, now if we all help out and everybody takes their chair and tables back, it would be a lot easier. Many hands make light work. And I've never seen so many people run to the door. You know, there'd be about a handful of people left to tear down the entire gym.
Well, and to add on to that, always was the parent-teacher conferences in the gym.
Yeah.
When, in fact, that was the start of the wrestling and basketball season, and you had to have that cleared off. You had to get rid of all the chairs and the tables after the parents left. Oh, my God, I remember those.
Yeah, originally they were in the each room, classroom,
right.
But that was a good move to get them in
move.
The gym.
Yep.
And they're always worried about confidentiality, but that's never been a problem.
I don't think so. Do they still have that?
Yeah,
direction?
They still do it that way. Last I know.
Yeah.
But, you know, the attendance for those have went down because, you know.
Yeah.
I remember a parent... student was struggling a little bit, and we're trying to stay on it and help him out. And he had a test that day. Well, the test was from 10 to 11 or whatever. Well, at 11:01, I got a call from the mom.
Okay.
How'd he do? It's not posted yet. It's not on the current portal yet. I said, well, we just finished.
That has changed. Yeah. Okay.
So we went from passing notes in the hallway to
instant communication,
texting. What will it be next? I don't know.
Yeah. Yep. I will come down the road.